Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Well, got him. Police say an arrest made now in that terrible case out of Casino Park where a 13-year-old girl was sexually assaulted the other day. This is that case where police say the suspect tied up the little girl and a 13-year-old boy before allegedly assaulting her and then making off with their cell phones. That arrest tops our news this afternoon. Reporter Christy Kalishan leading us off on this Tuesday.
911 calls came in just after 1 Tuesday morning. The suspect, 25-year-old Christian Giovanni Inga Landi, was held by Good Samaritans with a belt so he didn't get away. NYPD Chief of Detectives Joe Kenny.
He indicated that he has a drug problem, that he found the knife that he used to threaten the two teens, that this was the first time he had ever done anything like this.
He came to the States from Ecuador in 2021, facing a previous arrest in Texas for entering the U.S. illegally. Police say he knew his time in the U.S. was running out. His charges for his acts towards the 13-year-old girl?
Rape, sex abuse, robbery in the first degree, menacing, unlawful imprisonment, kidnapping, endangering the welfare of a child.
Christy Kalishan, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Queens.
In Brooklyn, a lady has been hauled in for allegedly trying to bribe a health department worker into giving her a passing grade on a food protection exam. Health department worker didn't bite, but told her bosses. 53-year-old Cassell White now of Brooklyn is charged with third-degree bribery. The Department of Investigation says she tried to get a certificate confirming that she passed an exam about the safe handling of food when, in fact, she had failed the test. The department says this is the kind of corruption that could harm New Yorkers' health, and thank goodness the employee didn't buy into it. What's really weird is Ms. White could get 7 years in prison, possibly working in the jailhouse kitchen, cutting potatoes for everybody if she's convicted. I'm just saying. From Harlem, heart palpitations averted after a one-year-old is reunited with her family. Some guy stole an SUV and no doubt thought he saw a ghost when he looked in the rearview mirror and discovered 18 years of responsibility staring back at him. Seriously, the little one is fine, and it didn't take long to track down the car.
It happened around 8:45 a.m. as the Chloe Day School's director, Dr. Sanaya Beckles Canton, was welcoming children and parents.
He came in, he dropped the kid off, signed him in. I gave him some information really quickly, which was maybe less than a minute. He turned around, went back out, and the car was gone.
The father was understandably distraught.
We all was upset. We went outside. We was looking around and trying to find, you know, it just... Everything really worked together today, and I'm very grateful for the police department.
They were able to track the car to the Upper East Side with a cell phone that was left inside. The driver was taken by police for questioning. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Harlem.
And they did not release the identity of the driver of that car, by the way. We'll have more later. Looks like the moped crooks are still at it, folks. Police looking for the creep who's been snatching women's cell phones and hightailing it on a moped. And apparently the Bronx is now a favorite target. There have been several incidents here lately. Soundview, Kingsbridge, Heights, Jerome Park. He's everywhere. Police say he's going after women who are standing there talking on their phones right there on the street. He rolls up, takes the phone, and he's out. So far, there have been at least four different hits. The guy's photo is up on our website, 1010winds.com. What's weird is they just announced a major crackdown on illegal scooters in Queens to cut down on the popular getaway vehicle for the latest trend. So I guess the crooks have moved up to Bronx, I guess. Oh, what a terrible morning commute for folks on an NJT train. One of the trains lost power, got stuck in the doggone tunnel. Yes, it did. It delayed traffic for a good hour or so, but this is the thing. It meant sitting there in the dark with no AC, no lights, no nothing. We spoke with Henry Burgas, who was on that train.
No air conditioning at all. It was bleak muggy. We couldn't get out because it was in the middle of the tunnel. Some of us requested to go out from the back and probably go to from the track, but you can't go there. So we just had to wait inside all that time.
Yeah, nobody hurt, just frustrated beyond all get out. Midtown direct trains were diverted to Hoboken. The NJT and Amtrak say they were working together to figure out what happened. The early word is that it was an issue with an Amtrak overhead wire. That was no fun. It delays that heat wave we've been talking about, but forecasters say there's still the very real possibility this week, maybe the latter part of the week into the weekend. So the precautions stand. Zach Iskel is the boss over at NYC Emergency Management.
This is one of the most dangerous of the weather events that we face. We lost roughly 350 New Yorkers last year to heat and heat-related illnesses. So there's a lot of precautions. You know, try not to go outside if you don't have to during periods of high heat. If you work outside, take breaks, make sure you're hydrated.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that about the deaths. 350, did he say? I didn't know that many people. Wow. Anyway, it's why the mayor undoubtedly yesterday says that the cooling centers are now officially open for when things do get really, really bad out. Meantime, the NYPD looking for two people now who attacked officers confronting a disorderly group early yesterday morning outside a migrant shelter in Long Island City. The attack happened about 4:20 in the morning outside a hotel at 12th Street and 40th Avenue. What led up to it wasn't immediately known. The location has served as a shelter for families since 2023. Police say the group assaulted and then threw various objects at the officers, injuring their heads and backs. They were taken to New York Presby Cornell Weill Medical Center in stable condition. You'll find pictures of these suspects on our website at 1010wins.com. Any info for Crime Stoppers, call 1-800-577-TIPS. Efforts to rid the city of illegal pot shops appear to be working.
Governor Kathy Hochul praised the work of the task force cracking down on illegal weed shops. Just a month in, they've padlocked storefronts, muscling in on legitimate businesses.
This is not working for the people it was intended to help, including the communities that are expecting to get a share of what was originally projected to be about $500 million in revenues, which I think will exceed easily.
Hochul says one legal owner is reporting a 90% increase in business as a result. Mayor Adams called the locations targets of criminality.
We were seeing an increase in robberies, shootings. It was targeting our young people.
He says the city shut down 400 illegal spots in just a few weeks. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, some of the legal pot dispensaries say, thank goodness we couldn't do business properly because we had all of the, you know, the wannabes popping up, the illegal folks, and they were taking business away from them. So they're happy about that. Well, after getting a tip from an unnamed source, Suffolk County Police seized more than 1,500 illegal fireworks from a warehouse in Bayshore. They were on a pallet containing 13 boxes with an estimated street value of about $5,000. Police say they were supposed to be shipped to a business in Suffolk County at a later date, probably the 4th of July, you figure? They're not releasing the exact location of the warehouse because the investigation is ongoing. If you have any information to contribute, they want you to call the 3rd Precinct Crime Section at 631-854-8326. Better yet, anybody with tips on illegal fireworks sales can call Crime Stoppers at 800-220-TIPS. A cemetery on Staten Island. You hear about this with deep roots in the black community? Now officially a city landmark.
One day before Juneteenth, marking the end of slavery, the cemetery where there are former slaves and sharecroppers buried has been given landmark status. It's named for Frederick Douglass, the abolitionist and civil rights leader. It's been around since 1935, a time when very few cemeteries would accept blacks. It was created by Rodney Dade, a Harlem funeral director who wanted to have a place where, in his words, my people will enjoy the dignity they deserve. So he created the city's first cemetery dedicated to blacks. 60,000 people are buried there, and it's still active. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
History in the making there.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.